So to get started talking about the Form 1023, I just want to kind of breeze over just the basic requirements of eligibility for exemption under Section 501(c)(3), which is why, of course, you'd be using the Form 1023 specifically. It's just for 501(c)(3) exempt organizations. So the entity must be organized and operated exclusively for one of the exempt purposes listed in 501(c)(3), which I have up here on the screen. And for these purposes, when we say exclusively, we mean primarily. So this would be a religious, charitable, educational purposes, and those sorts of things in order to be eligible to file the 1023. And churches and auxiliaries of churches or associations of churches are not required to file Form 1023 to have exemption. They're automatically exempt in essence, but it is optional to be able for them to have that exemption letter. And the same goes with organizations with gross receipts of no more than $5,000 in a year, each year. And I have up here a handy little checklist that Jody Blazek handed out in the Governance of Nonprofit Organizations course a few months ago. And I thought it was just a really good way to kind of check yourself, but also check your clients when you're starting out on a 1023 to make sure this is really the appropriate thing to do versus is this just a small project of something bigger? Should we really be creating a whole new entity for this? Is this a 501(c)(3) organization, or is it a C4 or 5 or 6? Those kinds of questions. So this kind of leads you through that to make sure, okay, we're doing the right thing here. We should be continuing with the 1023.